Emmy Carmichael. Emmy Carmichael was born in Mallaig, County Down, in 1867. Her parents, both very sincere Christians, were descended from Scottish immigrants. Emmy was rather a wild little girl. In the Victorian era, people, especially women, were expected to behave very properly. She did, however, have a strong Christian faith. Once she prayed for God to change the colour of her eyes from brown to blue, as she thought blue was more attractive. When nothing happened, she felt that she had learned that no was as much an answer to prayer as yes. As a young woman, she shared her faith with others. She took the Bible's message about Jesus' love to the Shawleys, girls from poor backgrounds who worked in the Belfast mills. Later she went to Japan as a missionary, but eventually moved to southern India. From early on, she tried to live like one of the ordinary Indian people. She learned Tamil, the tongue of southern India. She eventually dressed in a sari, like an Indian woman. At this point, she realised that it was better to have brown eyes than blue, as it made her appearance more like that of the Indian people. She felt she understood then why God had said no to her prayer. It was unusual for a white European woman to dress and live like an Indian. White people in those days often believed they were better than people of other races. Many Europeans disapproved of what she did and did not support her in most dangerous and important work. Emmy rescued poor children who were held as slaves and Hindu temples. The first girl she rescued was called Prina, or Pearl Eyes. Emmy set up the Doniffer Fellowship in 1916, and there the children she had rescued were looked after by herself and other Christian women. Child slavery in the temples was eventually made illegal in 1948. Emmy wrote many books. She wrote about her experiences and about the God she loved and served. She was crippled in a fall in 1933, but continued managing the fellowship and writing. She died in 1951, aged 83.